This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton.
Ethiopia's government on Monday declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict and as hundreds of thousands of people face the world's worst famine crisis in a decade. The statement carried by state media came shortly after the Tigray interim administration, appointed by the federal government, fled the regional capital, Mekele, and called for a ceasefire on humanitarian grounds so that desperately needed aid can be delivered. The government said the ceasefire, quote, will enable farmers to till their land, aid groups to operate without any military movement around, and engage with remnants of Tigray's former ruling party who seek peace. The government also said the ceasefire is expected to last until the end of the crucial planting season in Tigray. The season's end comes in September. And Ethiopia's statement added that efforts to bring Tigray's former leaders to justice continue. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava announced Monday that 11 bodies have now been found in the wreckage of a beachside condominium building that collapsed on Thursday. Officials say 150 people are still missing as emergency workers sift through the rubble of the 12-story Champlain Towers high-rise. Workers are using rescue dogs and sonar to look for survivors. Asked why the process is going so slowly, Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Assistant Rage Adala said that searching the wreckage is not simply a matter of moving large slabs of material, but instead going through pulverized concrete. He said much of the search is conducted by hand, and every time material is moved, other material falls into its place. You can follow that story at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Three separate hearings on criminal charges involving deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi took place on Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. The 76-year-old Suu Kyi has been detained since February 1st. That's when her civilian government was overthrown, nearly 3 months after her National League for Democracy party scored a landslide electoral victory. Suu Kyi's lawyer told journalists that the first hearing involved charges she violated the country's national natural disaster management law for breaking COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's parliamentary election. In the second hearing, lawyer Kin Mong Zaw said the court sustained an objection to the defense team's cross-examination of a police officer in the case against Suu Kyi under the communications law on the grounds the question may affect the court's verdict. The final hearing involved charges she violated the country's export-import law. Kin Mong Zaw said the hearings have been adjourned until next Monday, July 5th. Congo has banned public gatherings for 2 days, starting Monday in Beni after the eastern city was hit by two explosions. Authorities said a suicide bomber detonated his explosives at a busy intersection in Beni on Sunday. The bomb didn't kill any civilians, but the government closed major gathering spaces for 2 days and imposed restrictions on public meetings as a precaution against further explosions. The same day that the explosives were detonated at that busy intersection, another explosion rocked a Catholic church. The suicide bomber has been identified as a Ugandan who was a member of the Allied Democratic Forces, according to a Congolese army spokesman. The suicide bombing was the first such attack in Beni. The longtime ADF rebel group has, in the past few years, pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. This is the third attack in 2021 on a religious target, according to military and government authorities. Two imams were killed by ADF rebels earlier this year. The Kremlin on Monday strongly rejected claims that Russian military instructors in the Central African Republic have been involved in killing civilians and looting homes. During a heated discussion at the UN Security Council last week, the United States, Britain, and France accused Russian military contractors of committing human rights abuses in the conflict-stricken country. On Sunday, the New York Times cited a report to the Security Council that accused the Russians of killing civilians and looting homes during fighting earlier this year. The mineral-rich Central African Republic has faced deadly interreligious and intercommunal fighting since 2013. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.